to Who Are You, the ILTA Career Corner podcast that aims to explore how industry leaders in e-discovery and litigation support got to where they are today in their careers. My name is Jared Casalia. I'm the president and founder of True Staffing Partners, and we are dedicated exclusively to the staffing and career management of e-discovery and lit support professionals. This month, we take our podcast series to Texas, Dallas, Texas, my hometown. And our guest today is Danny Thunkachen. Danny, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jared. Happy to be here.
Glad to have you. Tell us who you are, where you work, and what you do.
Absolutely. I am the litigation support manager for Thompson & Knight in Dallas, Texas. Thompson & Knight is celebrating its 125th year. It's the oldest law firm in Texas, and we specialize in a broad range of practice areas, but specifically oil and gas, we're very active in, and I'm a part of the trial section group.
Excellent. So take us back a little bit and tell us how you first fell into litigation support and e-discovery and when you knew that this would be a career path for you.
Well, it's kind of a fun story in the sense that I went to law school with the intent of eventually starting my own business. I was, as a undergrad, trying to make up my mind between an MBA and a JD. You know, I was an IT guy for many years. When I finally got myself motivated and decided I was going to do something, I finally settled on law school with the intent that I'd get out and go into business for myself. During the law school experience, I realized that I still am, you know, very close to technology and I enjoy technology. And I was in school in New York, and I found a Craigslist posting to participate at Legal Tech in 2007. And so I became a booth monkey.
Nice.
Basically, I was working a booth for Cricket Legal Technologies in 2007, selling the Cricket Box. And it got me in the door to Legal Tech. I suddenly realized here's a multi-billion dollar industry at the nexus of technology and law, which is almost exactly where I wanted to position myself. I met some of the trainers and other people from FTI at that event, and I took my New York bar exam and joined FTI almost immediately.
It's amazing, that first Legal Tech. I remember mine as well, where you kind of have this awakening of a whole world that you didn't maybe know existed before attending a Legal Tech, and how aggressively e-discovery and lit support was represented there.
Well, nobody in law school ever mentions to you that there's this industry that exists.
It's interesting. I think that's changing, and that's one of the things this podcast is hoping to do. Tell us a little bit about how working on the vendor side became an advantage and a disadvantage when transitioning later in your career into working directly for law firms.
Well, working for a vendor, I believe, is a strong foundation for coming into a law firm. You know, having spent a couple of years at FTI, I developed an appreciation for what a high-quality work product is. If you spend your entire time working within a law firm and growing up within a law firm, you have a different approach to customer satisfaction. Not to say that it's a bad approach, but the quality control processes that I learned at FTI, the demanding environment that was, and the growth that it fostered in me in both technology and client service was really important for coming to the law firm. When I came to Thompson & Knight, I think it was an immense advantage. The attorneys that I worked with saw that I was very client-focused, very customer service-focused, and quality-focused, and they felt an immediate effect from having me join the team.
And on the flip side of things, how has the JD played a factor in the course of your career as much as having a defender background? Because I would imagine it's a different set of skills and a different set of perceptions when bringing that JD with you into a support role within a law firm.
The key advantage is around sympathy for the attorneys. You know, when I talk to my team, I help them better understand the kind of personal responsibility that the attorneys have taken for their clients, the amount of work and commitment that they've made, and the ethical obligations that they have not just to the to their clients, but to the court. And that understanding helps me a great deal in communicating with the attorneys themselves. That we understand and we are sympathetic to their needs. We're not just administrative staff that are simply here to do our jobs and go home, but we also have that personal commitment to them and to their clients.
Now, Danny, as I understand it, you're not a Dallas local. You actually relocated from Ohio, correct?
Actually, from Los Angeles. I did my undergrad at UCLA. I lived in LA for almost 15 years, then moved to New York for law school and from New York to Dallas.
So how have you found the Texas litigation support market to be different from other geographies that you've worked in?
I think it's a challenging environment in that, you know, if I were in either New York or Los Angeles, there's a plethora of law firms with headquarters, and it would be very easy career-wise to move from firm to firm. Thompson & Knight is one of the largest firms in Dallas and the oldest firm in Texas. There aren't the same kind of law firm opportunities here. The flip side is, you know, Texas is a market that once you learn it, it's a stable environment, and TK is an extremely stable law firm. There isn't a whole lot of chaos. You know, you don't see many Texas-based firms going through a lot of major turmoil. That said, it is a small market. You get to know everybody in the marketplace. I'm going through a hiring process, and it's amazing how almost every candidate I've talked to knows at least somebody on my team already, especially if they're from the Dallas market. So networking opportunities and getting to know people is a lot easier in a smaller marketplace.
Do you find that the attorney understanding of e-discovery is similar or different to the coastal geographies?
Texas is definitely much more TIF-oriented. And it's evolving. We've brought a lot of processing in-house with the firm that has allowed our attorney's understanding to mature. It's very different when an attorney works with a third-party vendor versus working with these services offered in-house. We can spend a lot more time with them explaining the value and the nuances of TIFFing an Excel file versus producing it natively and the downstream consequences that that has for their depositions and for trial presentation. I don't think a lot of that detail and the downstream consequences are well communicated outside of this context. They often just decide, you know, it's easier to do it the way I've always done it, produce in paper if necessary. So by creating a dialogue, by offering these services in-house and then having a dialogue around them, their education level has advanced a great deal. And more Texas firms are doing much the same thing.
I would agree. I see similar trends happening in that marketplace. And certainly litigations of tremendous size and scope happening in all markets across the United States, not just the coastal regions anymore. And we've seen hiring trends that can echo that sentiment, the demand for talent in places like Dallas, like Austin, like Charlotte, like Indianapolis has increased significantly, I think, over the last 12 months even.
And it's a lot has to do with the tool sets and how much e-discovery has evolved over the last couple of years, the availability of more cost-effective tools that bring those kinds of cost efficiencies in-house to the law firms.
What would you say has been the most challenging part of your career as a professional in the industry over the last few years?
There's a learning curve. Moving into management is definitely very challenging. You start second-guessing yourself and your style and who you are. I've come to better understand that, in a management role, I have certain responsibilities and I need to do certain things certain ways. But it's a learning curve. I think that it really is in management. It's a skill set much like you would develop a technical skill set. I'm still on that learning curve.
Aren't we all a little bit?
I think, management is also a skill that you can never stop learning.
Agreed.
You can always become a better manager.
Well, people never stop changing, so. Tell us a little bit about, if you had a magic wand, could change anything in the industry, what would you like to see different as we head into 2013?
Well, I think the workflows that exist right now are still maturing. The industry has obviously gone through a lot of change. Anybody that's been working in it for, 5 or 10 years have seen the introduction of new tools and new technologies. The court systems are still coming to terms with this. Predictive coding is now starting to develop some traction in the marketplace, but the downstream consequences and how it affects law firms when they process in-house, all of that kind of thinking around workflows and the training that's required for both staff and attorneys is still very much in flux. I wish there were concrete, you were saying a magic wand, this is really a magic wand wish, but I wish there were concrete, reliable sources where I can just say to the attorney, this is how it's done, and this is how we're always going to do it. But there, I don't think there ever will be in the marketplace. All we can do is kind of set up moving targets and say, this year we realize this technology is going to create this efficiency for you. Next year, that's likely to change, but at this point in time, this is the best way to do what we're proposing as far as a review or a production or almost any aspect of what's involved in lit support.
Dan, you've been an amazing guest on the show. Thank you so much for representing your firm and the Texas marketplace. Any advice for our listeners who are building and growing their careers in e-discovery?
Well, I think a focus on quality and a focus on learning a variety of skills is very valuable. I have been a jack of all trades in my role, having been in IT, having aspirations to start my own business, and bringing some of those business and analytical skills to running my department. To doing the JD, the variety of exposure that you can develop to a lot of different fields, a lot of different practice areas is very beneficial, especially in the law firm, because law firms typically don't have 200-person processing staff environments where you can get a lot of skill sets across a lot of different individuals. And so as people look to develop their careers, I think it's very advantageous to be sure that you get exposure to a lot of different environments and a lot of different skill sets.
Couldn't agree more. Danny, thank you so much for being on the show.
Absolutely.
It's been an absolute pleasure, and thank you so much.
All right,
thank you. Our listeners, and we'll see you at ILTA, won't we?
I will definitely be there.
We'll see everybody at ILTA. Thanks
okay.
So much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.